Good day. My name is JWP, and I wanted to do a Hacker Public Radio episode in response to the Linux Outlaws Bitcoin show on the Hacker Public Radio. I was concerned because I heard on the Linux Action Show that what the Linux Outlaws guys put out in their very nice podcast about Bitcoin wasn't a true representation of the facts. And I'm a pretty simple guy, and I was like wondering, well, what are the facts? Chris and Brian, they didn't really go into the facts. They just said that Fab and Dan didn't cover the facts, and it wasn't a very factual thing. And they were upset that the Outlaw team was the number one Linux podcast for the year, and I wasn't sure if it was factual or not what they said, and it concerned me. So I decided that I would do some research on my own. One of the things that is great about podcasting is that that if you hear the if you think it's crap, you really don't have to listen to it very much. Or you can hit the next button on your MP3 player pretty nicely and pretty quickly. And so I really like structure in my podcasts, and so I usually tell people exactly what I'm going to do when I do a podcast. Straight up, I don't go into like a 3 hour thing where no structure whatsoever, that we don't know what's going to happen or what we're going to talk about. I'd like to be more precise. Also like to have an agenda at the beginning of it, but I regress and I need to stick to the topic. Okay, so what exactly is a Bitcoin? Well, a Bitcoin is a form of currency that's online, and whether it's legitimate or not, that I can't really say. There's several things. I went to the weusecoins.com website. They had a very nice video. It looks like it's pretty legit. They have a, but it's just a YouTube video. And there's another site from Cornell University that talks about the legality of it, and I'll share that with you in just a sec. So, is it legal in the U.S. to use Bitcoin? I went to the forum at its forum bitcoin.org slash question mark topic equals 227.0, and under Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 95 of the 1960 law there. There's a prohibition of unlicensed money transmission businesses. Whoever knowingly conducts, controls, manages, supervises, directs, or owns all or part of an unlicensed money transmitting business shall be fined in accordance with this title and imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. Okay, so that's pretty scary. And then it says the term unlicensed money transmitting business means a money transmitting business which affects interstate or foreign commerce in any manner and degree, is operated without the appropriate money transmitting license in a state such as the operation is punishable by misdemeanor or a felony under state law, whether or not the defendant knew that the operation was required to be licensed or not, was so punishable. Fails to comply with the money transmitting business registration requirements under Section 5330 of Title 31 of the United States Code or regulations prescribed under such section, or otherwise involves transmission of funds that are known to the defendant to have derived from a criminal offense or intended to promote unlawful activity. The term money transmitting includes transmitting funds on behalf of the public by any means, including but not limited to transfers within this term. Money transmitting includes transferring funds on behalf of the public within this country to locations abroad by wire, check, draft, facsimile, or courier. And the term state means any state in the United States, District of Columbia, Northern Mariana Islands, or any commonwealth or territory in the possession of the United States. So it's written in 1960, but it seems to affect the Bitcoin right away. So in response to the law, a guy named Gavin Anderson, who is the administrator and hero member of this forum, bitcoin.org, said that as long as you're not running a business, a money transmitting business, you know, if you want to make your own Bitcoin, you're not in business, it's your computer, you can make a Bitcoin if you want. It's only a business if you charge someone for making the Bitcoin, right? According to him. Now, he's not a lawyer, so you'd probably have to get a lawyer if you're in the States. But he went on to say that if he were going to start a business, he lives in Massachusetts, that he would have to jump through all of the hoops to get that started. You'd have to be bonded in Massachusetts, and a license would, you'd have to pay a fee, and then you'd have to post a $50,000 bond in order to have a Bitcoin company in the state of Massachusetts in the United States. So it is possible to have it. You just have to be licensed by the state where you are, it looks like. Okay, so I think that it's okay if you live in America or you're a U.S. citizen if you personally have a Bitcoin. I don't think that it's against the law. I may write the U.S. consulate in Frankfurt and ask them if it's legal to own a Bitcoin, to make a Bitcoin. I may do that, but I don't know. It's like asking a policeman if it's legal to do something. They're not really the experts on the law. They just arrest you if they think you broke the law. So I guess you'd have to ask a lawyer if it's legal to have a Bitcoin or not. But I think as long as you don't sell a Bitcoin for a profit, then you're okay. Now, let's see. One of the things that that I really like to use is a thing called Wikipedia, and they have a Bitcoin, so it's site, and the Bitcoin is a digital currency created in 2009, based mainly on a self-published paper by Satoshi Nakamoto. And a Bitcoin enables rapid payments and micropayments at very low cost and avoids the need for central authorities and issuers. It's digitally signed transactions with one node signing server over some amount of currency to the other node. And they're all broadcast on a peer-to-peer network, proof-of-work system, and used measurement against double spending and currency distribution mechanism. And so it instantly works exactly, sort of like what Fab said, you know, you generate the Bitcoin. If you get lucky, then you get the thing of Bitcoin. If you don't, then you don't. In the Wikipedia, there's a lot of things there. And let me read this one. U.S. senators have written a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, the chief of the DEA, regarding use of Bitcoin black market transactions. Consequently, Bitcoin, the UK exchange, put out a statement calling for regulation of Bitcoin exchanges by law enforcement. And so it looks like they're concerned. The The it looks to be that they're concerned that the senators are concerned enough to write Eric Holder. The technology, it looks to be exactly the way that the Linux outlaws described it. It doesn't look to be any different than any other than any other thing. It looks like there was a unfair initial distribution. So a common criticism is the initial Bitcoin distribution is heavily advantaged toward early adopters. Right? So if you were doing it when it first came out in 2009 and you set up a server and you started making your own money, if you had a higher propensity to be the one that gets the Bitcoin than the other person. If you would have known 10 years ago that Google is what it is, then you would have been doing a lot better too. So that's sort of crap. Technical complexity. I don't think that it's really that technical. I think you can put it on any Linux box and run it. Malware and theft. A Bitcoin can be compromised if a computer with a wallet file can be remotely accessed by hackers. I don't know. I haven't heard of anything about that, but it's in the Wikipedia. And it's criticized because they can be used at the Silk Road marketplace. And this, of course, the Silk Road is what they do use in the internet to get drugs to your home in the United States that are legal in several other countries. Covert mining. In June 2011, Synaptic warned about possibly of botnets engaging in covert mining of Bitcoin's unauthorized resources of computers to generate coins. Now that's an idea. Make a botnet that uses a small percentage of someone's CPU because they don't have a good security on their system. And use their system that you hacked to make you a Bitcoin. That's pretty good. And they actually have we're worried about the use of electricity. And there was an Australian broadcasting corporation caught one of their workers using the company servers to generate bitcoins without permission. So of course, if you want some bitcoins and you've got a big server farm at, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, and you launch the Bitcoin thing, of course, but that's the actions of one individual doing that to a corporation, not you at home making your own Bitcoin. So moving on, the next site that I found that was pretty interesting and looked pretty professional was en.bitcoin.it/wiki/main_page, and it says welcome to Bitcoin Wiki, and it has the same thing basically as a Wikipedia page. It has a small fact, but over on the right-hand side of the page, it says getting started. So I'm clicking that button on getting started. And so how do you get started? This was something that Fab didn't cover or the other people didn't cover. So getting started. So you an account can effortlessly be created using an e-wallet service. An e-wallet services provide online wallet to hold your bitcoins. This guide covers installing a bitcoin without needing a third-party wallet service. And so if you have a Windows one, they have an example of how to install Bitcoin. And then the first time you use Bitcoin, it needs to download all the blocks to set up. And then if you already have a Bitcom address at this point, but you don't see any transactions before the initialization completes, it can take from a half hour to a few hours, it says. And then they have it for for Mac, but they didn't have it for Linux, so I don't know how to do it for Linux. So they have it for Mac, but they don't have it for Linux. I don't know. Hold on just a second. Okay, so it looks like you get a Bitcoin client, and the original Bitcoin client is let's see, it comes in under the MIT license. It's 32-bit, 64-bit, and GNU Linux-based on OSs and Mac OS. It looks like you can download it from SourceForge.net, and so I'm going to SourceForge, and it's coming up, and on SourceForge it says Bitcoin is a decentralized P2P electronic cash system without a central server or trusted parties. Users hold crypto keys to make their own money and transact directly with each other with the help of the network check for double spending. And you can get it. It's on SourceForge. It appears to be only an EXE file though, from SourceForge, which means it's only Windows. But if you click the other versions button, and you go to 2.34, and they do have under 0.3.24 there is a tar file for Linux. Interestingly, let me see if I can type it into Debian. I have my Debian up that I just got through building, and I'm putting in my password, and I've got the semantic up, and let's see here, let's go to system administration, Synaptic Manager. Okay, and then let's type in so Bitcoin isn't in the Debian standard repositories. And let me go to Google again and type in Bitcoin Ubuntu, and in the Ubuntu forums on 17 May, they say that on 17 May they talk about it, and what you have to do is you have to add a PPA to your Ubuntu. The PPA is a PPA colon stretch slash Bitcoin, and then you do update, and then you do sudo apt-get install Bitcoin, and there it is on your system, and you can Bitcoin yourself pretty well. And so it looks pretty well, so you can get it on Ubuntu. It looks like there's a forum posting on there for Bitcoin. And then let's see, how do you stay factual? Okay, there appears to be several exchanges out there, and there's a thing called Bitcoin Watch, and and it's it has a trading for all the bitcoins, and it has a data thing, and I'm looking for an about on there, an about service on there, and I press the home button and market overview, and it doesn't say anything about us. So it's just a website that says Bitcoin watch.com, and it has all of the prices and all the major currencies for Bitcoin to dollar. It's $14 for a Bitcoin, for Bitcoin right now, and but there's no way to really do that. And then there's a site called Bitcoin Miner. I mine for Bitcoin. I show that I run under the hood and what others who mine Bitcoin are up to. I'm also on Twitter, and you got something to add, you can say it. And the in the Bitcoin Miner is the a project to create the first decentralized Bitcoin mining pool, and you can sort of get in there. P2P works different from existing mining pool technologies. Each node works on the block and includes payouts to previous share owners and the node itself. 99% of the block award is distributed evenly. So you wonder what happens if you don't, if you try to make your Bitcoin and you run an old laptop or something, and you don't get anything. Well, this looks like this BitcoinMiner.com looks like he pools your resources together, and you get a share of the Bitcoin, right? To sell, but I don't know how that works. How that works, and he's got a YouTube video of him building actually a physical server that does the Bitcoin miner there, and he also has, it looks like he has a rack of servers in the garage, no less. To do that, it looks interesting. I'm not sure if it's legit or not. Here's another one that says BitcoinMarket.com, and this looks like some kind of trading thing, and it does have an About Us button. So at BitcoinMarket.com, let's click again on the About button. Bitcoin Market, aka BCM, was first operational in March of 2010, and it's gone through several iterations and improvements that are made and experience gained. It was the first to offer a free-floating exchange rate and escrow trading system. And in September 2010, Bitcoin Market LLC was organized to become a member of the Bitcoin Market website and all related material. In October 2010, a new website was put into production, and the result, and this is the result of that endeavor. Dustin Dollar, aka BW Dollar, is the developer of the Bitcoin Market website and owner of Bitcoin Market LLC. Now, normally LLC means that you're in the UK, I think. I'm not for sure. I'm not for sure on that. And on the weusecoins.com website, they have a Linux download page. I'm clicking that right now just to see. So you can get it. It's installed. I really don't know how to do it. I'll probably go home and find an old notebook that I've got and put Fedora on it and see if I can get Bitcoin installed and, maybe make a couple of things. I hope that this is a little more factual to me now, after I've gone through a couple of websites and everything. It looks, maybe like it could be used for some illegal activity. It also looks like if you were a smart person, you could take an old computer and try to get some bitcoins made. It looks like I don't think Fab and Dam were is not accurate as the Linux Action Show thought they were, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure I probably wasn't very accurate either, because I just used websites, and you know, I've never really talked to a real person that made a Bitcoin. That's probably what we're missing here, is we don't have a person that really made a Bitcoin yet, and they have them talk us through that. You know, and it's pretty scary, you know, the U.S. Senate writing a letter about it and everything, and you know, you know, warning signs go off about all that. You know, I'm not sure why you wouldn't use you know, PayPal or something like that, but I think it's no different than selling silver. Maybe in Utah now, there's a bill before the state house in Utah that they're going to accept silver at market rates at the convenience stores and gas stations and things. And I thought that was pretty novel. A pretty novel idea. Alrighty, well, again, I hope your day goes really well. My name is my email address again. If you need to contact me, is jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.